Rust. The boy watches his father's hands, the faint blue line of veins rivered across the backs, the knuckles like tiny furrowed hills on a plain, a moon rising at the tip of each finger. Distance. Other worlds. They have a history the boy knows nothing of, another life they have left behind. Twine knitted to mend the traps, the bodies of codfish open with a blade, the red tangle of life pulled from their bellies. Motion and rhythms repeated to the point of thoughtlessness. Map of a gone world etched into the unconscious life of his hands by daily necessities, the habits of generations. On Saturday mornings, the boy waits at the border of company property, rides figure eights on his bicycle beside the railway tracks, watches the door beneath the deckhead for his father coming off night shift. Late September. His father emerges from the mill in gray work clothes, a lunch tin cradled in the crook of one arm, his hands closeted in the pockets of a windbreaker. They head home together, past the concrete foundation of the Royal Stores that burned to the ground before the boy was born, past the hospital, the hockey rink. The air smells of the near forest and sulfur from the ore mill and the early frost. What's left of summer is turning to rust in the leaves of birch and maple on the hills around the town, swaths of orange and coral like embers burning among the darkness of black spruce and fir. The heat of their voices snagged in nets of white cloud, their words flickering beneath the surface of what will be remembered, gone from the boy's head before they reach the front door of the house on Jackson Street. The mine will close, the town will collapse around them like a building hollowed by flame.